Okay. First, you know, it was brought to my attention. So I'm looking for Matt. I don't see him. It was brought to my,
Flying back.
Oh, he's flying back. It was brought to my attention, you know, the article that he wrote. And so I wanted to address that. You know, it's always, I hope, you know, I always try to be honest with you, and I hope you can appreciate that the fact that I never want to put my team in a competitive disadvantage. And my loyalty will always be to the football team and the organization. Unfortunately, I mishandled the answer to the question. I could have handled it a better way, and I'll try to do better in the future in those things when I feel like the question is leading to competitive disadvantages. So I apologize for that, and if he was here, I would apologize to him. But and going on to the game, you know, I feel like our team did a good job of preparation, of understanding the way that we have to go out and fight. I think our veteran leaders did an outstanding job this week as far as kind of taking the initiative of really what this football team needs to play like, needs to prepare like, needs to play like. I think that our young players that played, I think we had four rookies that started on defense, and I think seven or eight that ended up playing a huge number of plays in the game, tried to perform the game plan as good as possible, but you know, really, I really want to credit the players for the way that they attacked the situation, and especially coming after the loss that we had the week before. You know, I said I'm not into moral victories. We didn't do enough things to win the football game. We played with the heart and the desire and the fight and all those things that I want. But, you know, we turned the ball over three times. We dropped an interception. We made an interception and we're offsides. And you're not going to be able to do that in a good football team. But as I told the team in the locker room after the game, it's important that win or lose, that you learn from what happened the night before, or from the game. And I hope that we learn that this is the team, this is the mindset of this football team that we have to play with. So if we do that, then we'll win some games because we'll do some of these other things better. Question.
Mike, now that you've had some time to think about that final play call, do you wish there was anything that would have been done differently?
Well, yeah. You know, if I knew that was going to happen, I probably would have done something different. But, you know, I think I thought about kicking the field goal with the 13 seconds left on the clock. If we missed the field goal, I'm wrong. If, you know, we should have got closer. So I did the best that I thought we could at that particular time. You know, we've studied that situation many times. To clock the ball inbounds, it's approximately 12 to 14 seconds, so we're right on the verge. So I didn't feel like there was any way we could throw the ball inbounds and still get another playoff. So we were trying to get a little closer, play designed to get to the sideline. You know, the play before was a very similar play. There was 18 seconds left on the clock. We knew, you know, we had time to clock it at that point, but we tried to get the ball to the sideline, and it wasn't there, and he threw it out of bounds. It took 5 seconds, so then it went to 13. So, you know, I felt good about that, and if we didn't get it, I figured we could try the field goal from there and take a shot.
Did you like the play call specifically?
You know, it's a play that we practice every week for a situation like that. They had more people rushing in that particular play than normally that happens, and so that was a little bit different. So, and then we got beat. So, in retrospect, probably could have called something else, or we could have kicked the field goal or whatever.
Was there any consideration to maybe run the ball on second down and then spike it and just to get a few more yards?
Not really, no.
I know it was so long ago, but the Denver game, it seems like it had some similarities to last night. And there's certainly a positive response from the team in the weeks that came out of that. I guess, do you look for the same type of positive effect in the next few weeks?
I hope so. I think that, you know, it's hard to predict the future in football, but I know we came back in that game, we fought in that game, we didn't make the plays again in the end, you know, very similar. This one felt different for some reason. I mean, it felt like we were controlling the game a lot of the time, you know, and we were fighting like crazy to try to keep them from moving the ball down the field. You know, defensively was, you know, the goal line stand was huge. So I don't know, you know, we'll see how that goes in the future, but I'm hopeful that, you know, this is things we learn from.
Mike, you guys are fairly banged up at safety. How'd you evaluate Harris's play last night?
I think he did good for the most part. You know, first time out, you know, the game didn't seem too big for him. He made some plays. It was a nice break on the one ball down the middle. You know, he made some good tackles in the ball games. You know, and he had some mistakes like everybody does. But I think he showed some good things.
You know, it's probably a lot out of necessity, but is that a challenge in itself, just coming in so quickly and having to turn around and all of a sudden you're in game action?
Yeah, the good thing for him is he's a very smart kid. You know, he understands concepts and understands things. And, you know, he's been sitting in meetings, so it's not like we got him off the street. He's been in meetings and, you know, he wasn't perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but he did some natural things out there that, you know, and considering he didn't get a lot of time in the preseason because of an injury as well. So it was good to see.
Newman at safety, how did you think he actually played?
For the most part, he did pretty good. I'm trying to think. There's one play that he kind of bit up on a little bit, but for the most part, he lined up in the right place. You know, Terrence understands the calls and the checks and pretty good. So I thought he did okay.
Do you expect to have any injured defensive starters back? Chicago.
I don't know. I know that I got a pretty good report this morning that they're moving all moving in the right direction, and we'll just have to see how that goes. I'm hopeful. I mean, you know, these guys want to play bad. They want to. That's one thing about this football team is they want to fight for each other, and these guys want to get back in there and fight as soon as they can.
Any one of those guys that you think might be more longer term than another?
No, they're all kind of right in this. Maybe Sendejo will probably be quickest back, I would guess. But the other, you know, talking about Barr, Joseph, and Harrison, they're all kind of right in the same vicinity.
Mike, Teddy's played two games this week that have looked pretty different in terms of his production. Why do you think he looked so comfortable last night?
I think one thing about Teddy is he's a great competitor. He was a little bit like our football team was. You know, none of us played very good the week before, and we all played a little bit better last night. We have a lot of pride in these guys have a lot of pride, and I think he has a lot of pride. I think, you know, we did a nice, you know, and every game's different. I mean, you know, you get different matchups, different plays, different rushes, all kinds of things. But I think that we were able to, I think it helped moving him in the pocket a little bit. I think, you know, getting the run, you know, getting those guys up there and those guys having to deal with Adrian, I think that helped a little bit. And then he just made plays. I think he threw the ball a lot better last night, obviously, than he did the week before. But you could probably say that about our whole football team.
Like some of the guys on the offensive line said they were going to take this week personally. How do you think they responded to that statement?
For the most part, they played much better. You know, it really, the whole team played a lot better. You know, and maybe it was I don't know, maybe Seattle just did that to us, but I would say probably everybody on the team played better last night, and the offensive line did a good job. They protected much better. We got, you know, they were doing a lot of the same run blitzes that we had been seeing earlier in the year, and, you know, we got off the double teams and get up to the next to the linebackers better. You know, Adrian ran with a purpose, I thought, his physicality, and the receivers did a nice job. You know, Jarius Wright went in there and blocked his rear end off. You know.
Adrian's been fairly vocal about wanting more carries in the past weeks. How did you feel about the balance in Arizona?
I think it was pretty good. I think we stuck with the run. I know that even, you know, when we were down by 10, we still stuck with the run, and that allowed us to continue to open some other things up as we ran the football. You know, so I felt pretty good about it.
It seemed like Adrian was involved more in passing situations and passing downs. Is that something you saw in Arizona, or is that something maybe you want more going forward?
Yeah, we'll probably continue to want more. You know, he's always, when he's in there, he's a threat, whether it be, you know, you're going to, you know, one of the first things you do before you make the calls are who's the back, you know, so you can determine run pass kind of things. And so the more he's in there, the more it helps your passing game as well.
How important was Asiata to getting the run going early on? He had a couple of big catches there, big runs.
Yeah, I think it was just, you know, kind of to spell Adrian a little bit. And then, you know, maybe they went into some of the coverage stuff. It's hard for me to remember all his catches, right? I mean, his runs right now.
How'd you see Trey Wayne's play?
You know, we had a mistake. It wasn't just him on the one that they caught on the sideline there, but it was kind of a combination mistake of a couple guys. But, you know, I thought he competed well. Last night, you know, the play that he broke up at the end of the ball game was one that they completed on him earlier in the game. that was a big play for him to go in there because, you know, Larry Fitzgerald is a, you know, great catch guy, and for him to get that ball out was huge. So he did some good things.
Time for two more.
I assume the mistake you're talking about was that bunch formation when.
Yeah, we screwed it up. We sometimes. I mean, I don't want to get too complicated and tell too many things, but based on splits, alignments, formations, different things, sometimes you have different combinations of the coverage that are called. And, you know, we played one combination and it was the wrong, not what we should have done. And so that's why they ended up, the guy was outside by himself. Actually, two guys were outside by themselves on that play.
Overall, with all the shuffling in the secondary, how was the communication? Guys, Newman sometimes at corner, sometimes at safety.
Yeah, it was pretty good, really. I mean, excuse me. That's why I think, you know, obviously you're trying to put together a game plan that your players can execute. That's the number one most important thing. And then I think that they executed, and this is more of a credit to them than the coaches by any stretch, that they were able, for the most part, to execute the things, get the communication amongst a lot of different guys pretty good.
Next one. How's Rhodes' wrist?
After the game, he said he was fine. I don't know. I don't even think he's getting an x-ray. Okay, thank you.